Shalom Aleichem, I hope everything is well. My apologies for not being able to organize a regular shiur this week, but just for the sake of Ritzifos and because Purim is coming up, I figured it might be kedai to record a shorter shiur on some of the things Rav Kook has to say about Purim. Now, Rav Kook has a lot to say about Purim, but one theme that emerges from a couple different pieces connects back to one of the things we discussed a couple weeks ago, so I figured we would focus on that. And that is Rav Kook's take on Chayiv Inish Levesumei Bifuraya, Ad Lo Yada, Min Ar Haman, the Baruch Mordechai, Rav Kook's take on the obligation to get drunk. There may not be so many chidushim here for people who are familiar with the way Torah Sachasidos generally understands this. But Rav Kook has his own way of saying it, and it connects back to some of the things we saw from Rav Kook in previous weeks. So we're going to start with the first piece, Olat HaRiyah, page Taf Lamed Tes, in I think the traditional version. Rav Kook writes as follows: Yodanu midivrei chachamim amitiyim. We know from the words of the true sages, meaning Kabbalah, Sha'aras Purim gedola lema'od. The light of Purim is great. Kedusha gedola me'ira bo lebo ba'olam. Purim brings together with it a great light and a great kedusha into the world. V'nirash mitokach lemilamala ha'adam nishmar az mikol kilkol. Therefore, because of this great kedusha Purim, a person is saved from any type of kilkol. Kiven shu asok b'simchas Purim. V'ein zara kol kach liyos al mishmarzo. Rak shlo yavar chas v'shalom shum tzavar midivrei Torah v'mitzvah mitzvah. What's going on over here? Rav Kook is pointing out that generally speaking, the Torah does not look fondly on people getting drunk. He's going to quote later on the Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis says that if you're a shikor, you're daven, is kilu, you're obed avodah zarah. And generally speaking, a person should be nishmar. A person has to guard themselves, and a person needs their cognitive faculties to be able to guard themselves from averos. But on Purim, Rav Kook says the great kedusha of Purim. Permeates the world and permeates each person so much that the person doesn't have to be actively shomer themselves from kilkol. A person is nishmar from kilkol just because of kedusha parim. If you're getting drunk with the intention, you're doing it as part of simchas parim. So what we have to unpack is what in the world is going on over here. What is the nature of kedushas parim, and why does kedushas parim impact the person to the extent that they're able to get drunk and lose their cognitive faculties and still not be concerned that they're going to end up doing things that they don't necessarily want to be doing. And before we read it inside, maybe I'll just say it outside, that Rav Kook's argument, if I understand it correctly, is as follows. That generally speaking, we have a seichel, we have our cognitive faculties, and then we have our subconscious. And deep down at the subconscious of every Jew, the visceral reactions of every Jew, the intuition of every Jew is going to be kadosh and positive. But there are elements within ourselves, there are elements within our inner psyche, the klipa, whatever it is. He does talk about klipas noga in this piece. That are not to be trusted. That if our seichel is not in control of this level of our inner psyche, it would lead us in negative directions. And therefore, we always need our seichel because we do have the klipos, we do have Yetzirah, we do have Nefesh Bahamas within ourselves, and we have to be able to control those things with our seichel. Purim, Rav Kook's going to argue, goes one step deeper. Purim is all about the visceral, deep-seated Kedusha within every Jew, which transcends seichel. So even if a person doesn't have their seichel, even if a person doesn't have their is not it doesn't have the shmira that thinking things through and using your rational faculties usually provides, deep down, a Jew is always kadosh, and that level is what emerges on Purim. And the way Rav Kook says this, he says this in a very interesting way. He says, "Vinei after the ellipses, after three dots, vinei ha'ara hanimshakos biyom hakadosh hazeh." Himamish mitzah kedushas haguf Yisraeli. The kedusha Purim is about the kedusha of a Jewish body. Again, Rav Kook has a piece in Eretz Yisrael that when Mashiach comes, or when in the light of Eretz Yisrael, he says we'll be able to see how the basar of a Yehudi is a guf of a Yehudi is just as kadosh as a kedushas haneshama. So a Purim is a time when we're living in that messianic reality. We're living with that messianic life. We're able to see the kedusha of the guf of Yisraeli. Where does he go with this? He has an interesting pshat, an innovative pshat, in the Gemara in Shabbos Pichas about Kimo v'Kiblo. It says, Ki Kimo v'Kiblo as a Torah beratzon, ma shayam nikodem lachein modar rabba d'areitza. Mzeh ones lo haya kiim legufam, ki legufim, ki nafashos nanos mi'ar elyon. Cook writes that the neshamos always want to accept the Torah, and that is the leitza nasa v'nishma. But what did Hashem have to force Am Yisrael to accept the Torah in terms of kafalim harkigiyos? That was in terms of their guf, because again, their guf is the seat of these bestial intuitions, these bestial instincts within the human being, and our bestial instincts don't necessarily always want dvarim shebekdusha. Sometimes we want to oversleep. Sometimes we want to eat certain things. Sometimes we want to watch Netflix. So we have all these desires which stem from our guf, and on that level, Am Yisrael did not necessarily want to accept the Torah. But where did that Modar Rabba D'Oraisa, where did that Kafalim HaKagigas stop and the Kabbalah Satorah was Miratzon? That was on Purim. Purim was the time when Haman was threatening the Jewish guf, and Purim was the time when Bnei Yisrael were able to look deep inside themselves and realize that yes, on one level, their guf might lead them astray at various times, but even on the level of a guf, even on the level of a visceral reaction, even on the level of a non-cognitive reaction to things that happen, even the guf of a Yisraeli, guf of a Jew, is inherently connected with the Dvarim Shebekdusha. And that is what emerged on Purim. That was the reacceptance of the Torah in Purim. And therefore, Purim is a time when we're able to act more viscerally, we're able to act with more intuition, we're able to act with more instincts, we're able to remove the seichel, and we're able to be certain that the guf of a Yisraeli deep down is kadosh, and that will express itself on Purim. A couple pages later in Olat Re'iyah, in the next source, Rav Kook has the same idea basically, but he expresses it not in terms of the guf of the Yisrael, but in terms of the ratzon. And this is the topic we saw a couple weeks ago. The ratzon is something, it's something deep within the subconscious of a person. It is deeper or transcends whatever language you want to use, a person's seichel. And there are different ratzonos. There is a ratzon of a person to do things which are bishtuol, do things that are gashmi. But the deeper ratzon of a person is always to connect to Hashem. And that's where Rav Kook writes, Venira, source number two, Shechiv ha-shikras befurim, ken amar ha-chazal, chayiv ha-nesh ha-vesumi befuraya, gam ken mechuvan lazeh. Sheikar isra shukrasu, vene shebistale kadrakas koach haseiko, yishlakosh lefnias ritsono shel adam lera v'toeva achas v'shalom. That there's a concern that if a person removes their seichel, their ratzon is going to go in a bad direction. Ava befurim nishma kol Yisrael shefa ratzon shel kabbalat haTorah. But in Purim, we are certain that the deeper ratzon, that even on the guf level, even on the instinctual level, what we really, really want is Kabbalah Satorah. Uvo bayom meir akol ish miYisrael hamaksik b'Torah Hashem, or ratzon amiti livchor b'Torah u'b'darcheha. And again, this is the ratzon, something that is deeper or transcends, something that's more visceral, more instinctual than our seichel, is going to choose ratzon. So here, just to take a step, is going to choose the Torah. So just to take a step back, generally speaking, during the year, let's say, we serve Hashem with our seichel. We learn Torah, we make rational decisions. We are bocher b'tov and remois b'ra. But on Purim, we're supposed to transcend the seichel and go down to a more visceral level, a level of ratzon, a level of guf. And even though during the year, it's hard to trust our guf, it's hard to trust our ratzon, because we have so many klipos, so many, let's say, negative layers in our psyche, and Purim, we're able to pierce through and go down to the deepest layer, where even the guf, even the ratzon, even these things that are to transcend intelligence and cognitive faculties are going to be kadosh and are going to be totally, totally fine. Just to conclude, there's a very interesting piece. That this is not something Rav Kook himself published, but in Mo'adei HaRi'iyah, which is from Avneria. He wrote up different things Rav Kook either wrote or said on the around different Yom Tovim. So he records that Rav Kook used to say something when he was a little bit drunk on Purim. Kakaya Omer Harav Purim Katov Libo Bayayin Bizronin Rucho Beinish Torah Hamashumur Bein Veinishmaso. This was a word Rav Kook used to say on Purim when he was drunk. And again, the Gemara says you're supposed to get drunk until Yaza bin Ara Haman Levarach Mordechai. So Rav Kook hones in, like many of the Hasidim do as well, on the lashon of Adzal Yada, that you're supposed to transcend das. And where is the first mention of das in the Torah? Or I think it's the first mention, the Eitz Das. Rav Kook writes, or Rav Kook said, Adzal Yada ad she yisala l'mala ben hadaito l'mala mechet Eitz Das ad she yagia l'zihara da Adam Harishon. You're supposed to reach a level of that you transcend das, you transcend Eitz Hadas Tovara, that's transcending Baruch Mordechai and our Haman, that you no longer think in terms and think in categories of Tovara, that there is Mordechai who's good and Haman who's bad, because those categories first entered the world with the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And on Purim, we're supposed to reach such a deep or such a high state, such a messianic state. We're supposed to reach the state of Ziyarat Adam HaRishon. I should have put a piece. There's a piece in Arot HaKodesh, which Rav Kook describes. It's the same lashon there. Ziyarat Adam HaRishon describes the experience of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet in Gan Eden, where he was totally filled with, the entire place was permeated with Kedusha, permeated with Chaim. He did not yet know Tovarah. And that's the level that we're supposed to reach on Purim. So this is not necessarily, this is a little bit different than the first two pieces. This is not about, you know, reaching deep within yourself and finding that inner ratzon or the visceral connection to Kedusha, even on a body level. This is more from Hashem's level, realizing that, viewing the world the way Hashem views the world, and realizing that the categories of Tov V'Ra are second tier categories. And that's where Rav Kook says, it's not just you should transcend Das so you don't know between the difference in the Baruch, between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. He connects this with another Gemara. V'ermu chazal b'vizach ha'schul in kuf lamates ha'mavez, ha'min min ha'torah minayin, ha'min ha'eth, asher tzvi sikha, levotiyah kol mimeno achalta. Achilas eitz ha'das, hi shechniya sarab ba'olam, ha'man hara hazeh. Aval ha'mala min ha'eth, milifneichet eitz ha'das, ein makom ha'satan ba'olam, Shemo v'zichro nimcha v'yakolo haya. That's why that this idea that in Purim we're supposed to reach a state that's pre Chet Eitz Hadas, where the only tree is the Eitz HaChayim, where everything everything manifests and is manifest divinity. You're able to connect with Hashem through everything. That's why the Gemara says that the hint to Haman in the Torah is about a pasuk about the Eitz Hadas. Hamina Eitz Asher Tzvitzicha V'Voltiyo Kol Mimeno Achalta. And at first glance, what's the connection between the Eitz Hadas and Haman? It just note this, the letters are the same, Hamina, Eitz, and Haman. But Rav Kook is pointing out, the whole point of Purim is to transcend, is to fix the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, it's a perfect remez for Haman, is a remez about a remez in a pasuk about the Eitz Hadas. And the tikkun of Purim is that we're supposed to transcend the Eitz Hadas and reach a state where everything is chayim, where we're not supposed to differentiate between Tov V'Ra. Again, during the year, this is a very dangerous perspective. We don't live in the messianic reality yet. We do have to differentiate between Tov V'Ra. Just like in the previous pieces, during the year, in the regular reality, we have to use our seichel to choose good and not do bad. We can't trust our inner ritzonos or trust our guf. But Purim is a time when the light of Yemos Mashiach, the light of Adam Rishon and Kodem Achet shines in the world. And therefore, we're able to trust our guf, we're able to trust our inner ritzonos, and we're able to reach a state where we don't differentiate between tov v'ra, where everything in the world could be seen as a manifestation of divinity. Everything in the world can be seen as a way of connecting to and engaging with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for listening. I'm wishing everybody a Freilich in Purim.